On this day, May 16, 1801, a leader in the anti-slavery movement who survived an assassination attempt and who is responsible for adding a refrigerator to the United States is born. Who is he? We'll talk about it. On this day, May 16, 1801, William Seward, Secretary of State under Lincoln, the man responsible for purchasing Alaska, and a leader in the anti-slavery movement, is born. William Seward was born into a slaveholding family, and Seward's father sent his slaves to school together with his own kids. Now, William spent a lot of time with the family servants and would hang out in the slave kitchen listening to the slaves tell stories. He even said that he'd rather hang out in the slave kitchen than in his father's uppity front parlor. Now, Seward's closeness to the slaves shaped his views. One day, Seward witnessed a neighbor abusing a slave, and he decided to become an abolitionist. He wrote this: "I early came to the conclusion that something was wrong with slavery, and that determined me to be an abolitionist." Now, Seward went to Union College and became involved in New York politics and was twice elected as the Whig governor of that state. Now, during the heated 1850 debates over slavery, Seward opposed compromises on the issue of slavery. Now, some of the pro-slavery men argued their position on what they felt were constitutional grounds. They stood on the Constitution. But Seward's response was as follows. He says, "The Constitution devotes the domain of the Union to justice, to defense, to welfare, and to liberty. But there is a higher law than the Constitution which regulates our authority over the domain and devotes it to the same noble purpose." And then he also said this: "But you answer that the Constitution recognizes property in slaves. It would be sufficient then to reply that this constitutional recognition must be void because it is repugnant to the law of nature and of nations." Now, Seward was moderate in his views. He hoped for the gradual ending of slavery, not a violent overthrow. And Southern pro-slavery people classed him with violent radicals, while those very Northern radicals complained that he was too compromising. You know, you can't win, usually. Now, many anti-slavery people banded together to help Africans to escape to Canada, and this became known as the Underground Railway. And in most cotton states, it was illegal to teach slaves to read and write, in the hopes that these slaves would spend their lives in blissful ignorance that there was freedom anywhere else, that that's just how life was. However, many slaves were unhappy with the life and the mistreatment they went through. They lived in constant fear that at any moment a master could sell a slave and separate him from his family. That was a horrible practice. A father could be sold and torn away from his wife and children without batting an eye by the slaveholders. Now, the Underground Railroad helped slaves make it to Canada, where runaway slave laws had no jurisdiction. So slaves would travel by night, fleeing the slave catcher and his howling bloodhounds, aided by sympathizers throughout the North. Now, one of those sympathizers was Seward. You know, I visited the Seward House in May of 2015. You can still go there and get tours. I'm actually drinking out of the Abraham Lincoln Cup I purchased from there right now. Here we go. Oh, tastes like freedom. Well, Seward's home was a stop in the Underground Railroad. The tour guide took me to the basement of the home where it had a room dedicated to housing slaves that were making their way to Canada. And as I went down the stairs, I saw a sign that said, "Stealing Freedom, the Seward Family and the Underground Railroad." It gave me chills. It was a solemn occasion for me. Seward would house these people who were fleeing for their freedom and station guards outside to make sure the fugitives remained protected. Now, Seward became Secretary of State under Abraham Lincoln, and he was violently attacked on the night that Lincoln was shot as part of a larger conspiracy planned by Confederate sympathizers. Of course, Seward survived. I actually saw the bloodstained clothes at his home. They still have them there. Now, Seward went on to serve as Secretary of State under Johnson and was responsible for the purchase of Alaska from Russia for 2 cents per acre. Now, people made fun of this move because most thought Alaska was a snow-covered wasteland. Therefore, they called it Seward's folly. Now, some congressmen mockingly said Seward added a refrigerator to the United States. Well, Seward gets the last laugh, however, as gold, coal, and other valuable deposits were eventually discovered. Plus, the fishing is amazing, and that was great for the economy. Now, Seward eventually retired and went on a 15-month world tour. He saw the world. Now, the Seward House Museum documents that he returned home an old but satisfied elder statesman, surrounded by his family, he passed away in October of 1872 in his office. And we'll end our story with this line from William Seward. As a general truth, he writes, communities prosper or flourish, or droop and decline, in just the degree that they practice or neglect to practice the primary duties of justice and humanity. That's from my birthday boy, William Seward, who was born on this day, May 16th, 1801.